Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. I appreciate it if you give me a couple of minutes. I'm having a little technical problems here, so just give me a couple of minutes. You know, these things happen, and I couldn't help that this happened this time. So give me a couple of minutes. And the guest tonight is Jay Sheehan. I know a lot of you already remember Jay Sheehan. He sang this song, One Night Only. So he's on the show tonight. Just having a lot of problems with this site tonight. All right, I'm just about there, everyone. One more minute. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. I know a lot of you are glad that you'll be off Monday. I'm sure plenty of you will be having cookouts, eating a lot of barbecue. All right, I'm at the site. Okay. All right, let me open the mics, everyone. Hello, Jay Sheehan, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Oh, okay. All right, welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Glad
to have you on the show. Yeah, it's great to have you. I've been talking to you for a while, trying to get you to come on Show Talk, but I understand the timing wasn't right, so
we were playing a little phone tag for a little bit, but, you know, tonight is the night. You know, everything happened for a reason, you know. Let's see if we can make magic tonight.
Let's see if we can make magic tonight. All right. So your style of music, is it considered R&B? R&B, Jay Sheehan, is it considered hip-hop or a little of both?
Well, it's a little of both, you know, but the majority I lean, you know, towards the R&B side. You know, I am, you know, the R&B king of Miami, the Keith Sweat of the South. You know, that's what I'm known as. So, you know, I like to just kick them tune and melodies, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have a beautiful voice. I love to hear you sing. I've listened to your CDs and things, so it's nice to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You have a new album out, am I correct?
Well, no, I have a new album actually getting ready to come out. The last album I released was titled Jay Sheehan Reborn, that dropped in 2000 and I would say 12. So, you know, with music, you know, you got to drop albums every 2 years, you know, due to the saturation of music. You got to always keep music out there. So I have the new one that I'm getting ready to release later this fall. I'm looking at, like, the middle of November, titled Black Diamond. And it has a mixture on there, R&B, hip-hop, But the majority of the albums was actually produced by me, written by me, and the performance on the album is me. And basically what I wanted to do with this album is just, you know, give, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily just Jay Shin, the R&B singer, but pretty much try to reinvent myself a little bit because, you know, again, when we talk about music and the change of music, you know, when talking about dynamics, you know, I try to pretty much, like, you know, not necessarily change who I am, but give them a little more. Just give them a little more Jay Shin, meaning, you know, I am that R&B king of the, you know, the South, Keith Sweat of the South, but also, you know what I'm saying, I am that producer, songwriter, and I also have a little hip-hop melody in me, too. So you're going to hear that on the album.
Okay. So you have a little hip-hop. You say, okay. All right. And the listeners and your fans will get more of Jay Shin. All right. That sounds great. So, did you write in the lyrics to your song?
Oh, yeah. All of the lyrics to the album. All of the lyrics to the album, Black Diamond, I wrote, you know, and when we talk about creative, you know, being creative when it comes, you know, to this album and musically, that's something that I always did my whole career. But, you know, due to the business of music, it all depends on what situation you're in. Sometimes, you know, you're in a situation to where it's not necessarily that you're cornered, but you're put in a situation to where they have certain guidelines that apply to, you know. But by me now, you know, being independent and pushing the last album, Reborn, that did pretty well for me, and also the new album titled Black Diamond that I'm also doing independently, you know, you have a more wider range to be able to do certain things when it comes to just music and being yourself and you know, giving the world, you know, what it is that you want to give.
Now, I've did other shows with rappers, and a lot of them, well, the ones I did the show with are independent. And, they're saying independent is the best way to go. They're saying you have more creative freedom and you keep more money, basically. And I like to know, do you agree with that? Is that pretty normal, what they said, in the business of entertainment as an artist? Is that what you've experienced?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So you got to understand, when I say the change of music in the music business, you know, music will always be music at the end of the day. But when we talk about business, when I dropped One Night Stand featuring Latasha Scott back in 99, when we talk about cyberspace, talk about the Internet, with the Facebook and the Twitters and all that, we really didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? So back then, we had to go out on foot, you know? We had to do promotions on foot. We had to get out on the street. We had to go city to city. We had to move around. You know what I'm saying? That was that way then. Now, because the dynamic of music has changed when it comes to business and cyberspace with the Facebook and the Twitter, you can go online on the Twitter page and put up a message and thousands of people can get it at that one time. You know what I'm saying? So by the music business changing in that way, it made it possible now for independent artists to actually come out and put music out there and be in a situation to where, you know, it's like, okay, now I can basically do it independently, and not only do it independently, I can also benefit from it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the way to go. So, you know, a lot of the major labels now, when you talk about the certain deals that they give and talk about the 360 deals and all of the stuff that, you know, people don't know about the business, but you hear certain, like certain things like that, major labels started to detail their deals in reference to what was going on because they understood, like, hey, man, these guys out here putting out their own music, they traveling, they moving around on what they do. So it's like now, again, the whole music done changed. It's like, man, it's very powerful. It's very motivational. It's very, you know what I'm saying, unique when you're in a situation now that you can actually put out your own music and benefit from it and then actually put out what you want to put out. Because at the end of the day, it's about enjoying what you do. And I can say that right now. I enjoy what I do.
Okay, I enjoy what I do. And the song with Latasha Scott, One Night Only, was definitely a hit. I mean, a real big hit. It still is.
One Night Stand was a very powerful song at the time. Because you got to realize that song, it touched on a lot of emotions. And when you talk about in certain rural areas, or, you know what I'm saying, it's like, a lot of that was going on. Now, I'm not just limiting that to the rural areas, but that was something that actually touched on people, man. People was actually dealing with that, going through that. And you hear now, they, even 2014, you know, you have a lot of people say, oh, my God, well, you was made off that song. Certain songs come on like the Marvin Gaye's and the, you know what I'm saying, the yeah. Keith Sweats and the Jail of Brew. And they hit them song, they be like, oh, man, boy, I made babies off that song. Because that's what happened. That's what happened. So, you know, we made that song. That was a very unique song, you know what I'm saying? I thank God, you know, for allowing me to express myself in that way, to put it out to the world and to touch the world, and it did wonders for me. I traveled all over the country, you know, and I tell people all the time, I thank God for actually giving me that opportunity, because, listen, I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. And like I say, still 2014, I'm still loving it, I'm still in it, I'm still doing it. I got the new album dropping this fall, late November, titled Black Diamond. And, yo, just check it out. Check it out. Go online, you know what I'm saying, and check it out. In November.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I want to ask you this: the album Black Diamond. Did you write? You wrote all of that. Did you write all of the songs? Or did you have a co-writer? And I also want to ask you about the song Latasha Scott from Escape.
Right.
One Night Only. Did you write that song?
Well, the name of the song is called One Night Stand.
Yeah, One Night Stand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's One Night Stand, One Night Only. You know, hey. Yes, I wrote that song, and I actually flew out to Atlanta to Jermaine Dupri's studio, and I hooked up with Latasha Scott's husband named Rock. That's R. Kelly's brother at the time. And, you know, I flew out, and, you know, I hooked up with him. You know, Tasha, you know, she heard the little pieces that I put together on the song, and she said she was feeling it. So she actually flew back to Miami, and we recorded in a studio called Circle House down in Miami, where all the major players come out in Miami to go and record at Circle House. And we recorded the song, and you know, hey, it came out a blast.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It's still a blast. I don't know if you realize, but it's still a song. So you wrote those lyrics. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You're a young man, a young black man. I'm not trying to categorize you or anything, but you're a young black man. I think you're probably 30 or 31.
Right.
And you have a lot of wisdom for your age. I don't know if you realize it, but you have a lot of wisdom because you went independent. And that's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had some people come on my show, they don't talk well about the recording industry. They don't talk really disrespectful of the CEOs of those companies, but they just say that they say it's better to be independent.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of, like, Miss Shirley Murdoch and Miss Melba Moore, they talk a lot, too. So, but one of the rappers in particular was telling me that when you, with a record label, I'm not down in the record label, but
right.
It's kind of like you're charged for everything. Is that true? Because you know you're a major star, don't you? So I want to hear your point of view, because I know you're even bigger than the hip hop artists that I had on my show. Much bigger. I mean, you're worldwide. You're famous. That's what I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
You're a star. So is your point of view the same as this, that they charge for everything, being charged for stuff that they shouldn't charge for? Because I was just wondering, because I did see the movie with TLC, So I'm just curious.
Well, not necessarily that they charge, but what happens is what they do is they create a promotion for you. They create a situation for you to where, you know, revenue has to come out. So, you know, once the revenue comes out, they look for theirs on the back end. Now, is it a win-win situation? Probably not. But I explain to a lot of people nowadays what you have to do. You have to take what's given to you and apply it apply it in a way to where it will benefit you. Meaning, if you go to a record label and the record label puts $50,000 into you, what does it mean when I say put $50,000 into you? When the record label put $50,000 into you, meaning do a video for you, do radio commercials, television commercials, and all this type of stuff for you, that's money that's actually coming out of the label's pocket to actually invest in you. You understand what I'm saying? So now what happens is on the back. So what happens is on the back end of that, they're looking to get recoup from that. You know saying? Meaning they looking to get their 50,000 back and more. Now, how do you benefit from it? You benefit from it because now you're actually being televised. You're actually being commercialized. And now you have to be able to use that to and apply it to it will benefit you. You see what I'm saying? So my thing here is like, listen, with anything in life, you know what I'm saying? With anything in life, it's a catch-22. But what is it that you're going to do to apply whatever comes, whatever God gives you, whatever God allows you to have, what are you going to do to get work for you? What I did at the same time, tell a lot of people, okay, Jay Shim is the one-night stand man. The song in 99, big hit. Boom, Atlantic, slip and slide. They took me all over the world, all overseas. What I did was I took that and applied because, like you just said, Jay Shin, that song is still live and pushing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you wrote the song, so you're the heart of the song.
Right. So what happened was I was able to take that, you know what I'm saying, and utilize that now, 2014, on the money that they spent in 99 to 2006. And still able to utilize and apply it where I need to apply it in order to generate revenue for myself.
So I don't know if you want me to say this, but you did, from the looks of things, your business. And the reason I said it is because I believe you have a bail bonds company.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Am I wrong?
I utilize it.
Okay.
No, you're right. I got a bail bonds company I own. I also got a debtor's business that I own. So, you know, again, it's being able to take – see, you got to realize a lot of the artists, when you talk about just the whole music business, the music business is a music business. Now they have the word next to the music business to say entertainment. Entertainment. So when you talk about entertainment, you look at all the Jay-Z, the Beyoncé's, and you look at all of these artists that's actually quote-unquote mainstream, that's on top of everything. The majority of their money they're making from endorsements. They're not really making it from the music. That's why when Beyoncé dropped her album, the last album she dropped, I think it was Beyoncé, she put that out. Remember they say she put that album out on her own because the label felt like it was too raunchy or the label felt like it wasn't appropriate to their standards. But she put that album out on her own and it did well for her. You see where I'm going?
Yes. Yeah.
So
see where you're going.
But by her putting it out independently, financially she had a better a return on it because she put it out financially, independently. Now, again, it goes back to what I was saying again, but the majority of the money is made from endorsements. You understand what I'm saying? So
yes,
even when you look at athletes, NFL athletes, basketball athletes, when you look at like the LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, the majority of the money that they was making was on endorsements. If you got the endorsements, you got everything. Once you lose your endorsements, then you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, they get contracts. And again, we talk about entertainment. So we're going to talk about entertainment, and we're going to go from the sports world to the movie, music world. At the end of the day, what happens now when those guys that's in that position, you got to realize a lot of things that their agents push for is endorsements because they know what endorsements, that's how they win. That's how they eat. That's why Puffy come out with the Sean John clothing and the liquor. That's why Rick Ross got the wing stops, and that's why he, you know what I'm saying, they got the liquor and they, you know what I'm saying, they got the wine and they doing all that stuff because that's where the money is coming from. That's where they generate the majority of the money from.
Okay, from endorsements. Now, you're talking about the NBA. You haven't mentioned much about the NFL. But
it's the same. All over the place.
It's the same.
All over the place because you got to realize a lot of these guys, when they go into contracts, again, I would take it to the music. When they go into these contracts, you have to realize a lot of these contracts are set up and geared up. Like I saw something online like a month ago where they were talking about Allen Iverson was on at Lenox Mall in Atlanta begging for money or whatever, but they were saying the contract that he had, the endorsement that he had with Reebok was put in place, but he can't touch the money until he turned a certain age. I don't know how true it is, but the metaphor of it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by them endorsements. The endorsements is what keeps them in position because you got to realize, too, when you talk about Allen Iverson, you know, I'm just touching on every little piece here and there. Allen Iverson was on top of the world. He was one of the biggest basketball players in the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what happened when that side of his career was taken away from him, meaning the basketball side, when he took that away, what happened? You saw how he started to deteriorate after that. You know what I'm saying? Then he had to lay and depend on the endorsements. But what happened to the endorsements when certain things happened? Now the endorsement companies like Reebok and Coca-Cola Spike, now they start pulling away from you. Once they start pulling away from you, it's not about what you have. And life is about what you're worth.
What you were. What you were. Mm-hmm. And by that you mean money, am I right?
Yes, no. It's about what you're worth. Because a lot of people, when you say they're worth $45 billion, it's not necessarily that they have $45 billion in the bank. That's what they're worth here.
Okay. All right. So have you viewed any films or movies or any videos that you want to talk about?
I got the documentary that I'm actually working on titled Black Diamond. I have the new album dropping out later this fall, late November, titled Black Diamond. And, hey, just look out, man. Jay Shin is here to stay. I got some nice things, you know, later this year coming up. I will be in your city, so if you're listening, just know I will be in your city very soon, wherever you have them coming. And, you know, I appreciate the support and the love and all the love you guys have been giving me through the years. And I just want to let you know that Jay Shin is still here rocking. Mr. One Night Stand Man, right here out of Miami-Dade County, Key Sweat of the South. You say you're having my baby. I don't know if it's mine. It all started from a one-night stand. It wasn't part of the play.
Go ahead.
Peace, I love you all. I appreciate you all, and I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show. And, again, if you guys want to get in touch with me, man, you can go ahead and go to my Facebook page. That's the Jay Shin Music page on Facebook. If you want to hit me on Twitter, that's The Real Jay Shin on Twitter. And if you want to hit me on Instagram, that's JayShin305. JayShin305 on Instagram, The Real Jay Shin on Twitter, and Jay Shin Music page on Facebook. Y'all go ahead and lock in Black Diamond coming this fall. Peace.
Black
I love
Diamond
you guys once again, and I'm out of here. It's all love. Thank you again.
Okay. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate it.
And no, thank you again.
You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Jason, I think, has ended the interview. Am I right, Jason?
Say it again.
Have you ended the interview? Sound like you were ending it.
Yeah. Because actually, I got I'm actually in the studio right now. I'm paying by the hour, so they called me, and I have to finish up this song.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get this song done. You know, so like, again, I got some special treats coming up on this album, dropping this fall, titled Black Diamond. So y'all just lay around, and Ms. Butler,
and
we'll
like
get back in touch with it. We'll get back in touch with each other again.
Topic.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's all love, right. And again, thank you for having me on your show.
You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, you listen to Jay Shin. He's been on Show Talk with Angela Blow. He's talking about his album coming out in the fall, Black Diamonds. He says he wrote a lot of the songs on this, so I believe it's going to be a hit.
Yes.
He's still on. Yeah, I believe that song is going to be a huge hit, and I look forward to it. I even hope to get a signed autograph copy, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah, most definitely will. I'll be coming your way real soon, Ms. Butler, so just lay around. I will see you, sweetie.
Okay. All right. So, like I said, you listen to Jay Shin. He's still on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm really glad he was able to come on because I've been trying for some months now. But he, as you can tell, he's a businessman too. And he's young. To me, he's young because I'm in my 40s. And he's got a lot going for him. And not only can he sing, he writes too. And that's fascinating how he wrote those songs. I meant to ask him, were there any co-singers on there? But I guess I'll find out later on. I know a lot of you fans love Jay Shin. I've seen YouTube. I've seen all the views and the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, the thousands and thousands of people. So I know he's very popular, very well known. So he probably will be having – are you still on? No, I guess not. He probably will be going on tour or something. He didn't say, though, but he gave you his websites on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So for those of you who didn't catch it the first time, you can go back and listen to this interview and write down what he says or remember what he said. I personally love all his songs, you know. they have meaning to them, to me. So I guess that's going to pretty well sum up what I was going to say about Jason. And don't forget, his album is coming out this fall, Black Diamond. Also, I'd like to talk about James Wallace McDonald has a book, A Love of My Own, The Love I Never Had. His name is James Wallace McDonald. The Love I Never Had is a book he wrote. It's on Amazon.com. I also like to talk about Tamara Prey Fraser and Coach Faye Baker. Tamara Prey Fraser wrote a book about her, about the coach in his own time. She was injured on I-95, a work site in Georgia, and she was there paralyzed. I encourage you to read that book. It's very inspirational and uplifting, and it's amazing what God can do with the human will and spirit. Also, I'd like to remind you of the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is over in Marianna, Florida. They help people pay their electric bills. They keep people's lights on, to keep people from being homeless, you know. But the Wright Foundation is not a handout for people. It is a hand up for people. Also, the Wright Foundation website is www.wright, and Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T foundation.com. Those of you who want to become a faith partner, you can go to the website and find out all the information that you need to have. Also, Urban Spice Magazine, one of the co-CEOs is Reginald Lewis, who was on the show about 2 weeks ago talking about the magazine and great things they're doing there in Georgia. Urban Spice Magazine is a magazine that can be delivered through the mail, and you can go to the website and sign up. They have a lot of things they're giving away there, a lot of coupons and just different things to help people. And I am a writer for Urban Spice Magazine. So, again, I encourage you to go out and purchase the magazine. I believe the yearly subscription is $14 or $15, and it's well worth that $14 or $15 because you'll be hear informative things such as how to eat properly and things going on within the community. Also, I have a book called Diabetes and Me, Overcoming and Surviving the Silent Killer. I am a diabetic, and I decided to write my own book about my life experiences with diabetes and how I nearly died. Well, I didn't nearly die. I was in a coma, so. Again, my book is Diabetes and Me, Overcoming and Surviving the Silent Killer, and it's by Angela D. Lois Butler. I also like to remind everybody of Airport Treasures and Antiques, which is in Hapeville, Georgia, in the Delta corporate offices. I like for you to remember Tawana Lee L. Her CD will be dropping soon, Crazy Love. You can find it on YouTube, Reverber Nation, CBaby.com, other places. I also like to talk about an Airport Antiques again. It's really a great store, and they also have an auction house there, so I encourage people to cater to that magazine. And again, I thank everybody for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Like I said, we had Jay Shin on him. It was really great. It was really great having him on. Like you said, he was in the recording studio, so getting ready to make another hit. So, again, his album is Black Diamond that will be released this fall. And he says he's giving people more of himself. And he does have a very nice singing voice, very, very nice. So, you know, and he did sing with One Night Stand with Latasha Scott from Escape, and that was a huge hit. But he's had other CDs and, well, albums and songs that are being hits too, but that's probably the one he's most famous for. And he did say, Jay Shan did say that he wrote the song, so that's something there. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was a writer and composer like that. But it's obvious the young man has talent. And like he says, they call him in Miami the Keith Sweat of the South. So I believe that too. All right, listen, I'm winding down the show. I was having some technical problems in the beginning of the show. I apologize for that. That could not be helped. Sometimes those things happen with computers and everything. Even though technology is great, it's not perfect. So I thank you all for listening to Show Talk, and I'm going to tune out. Everyone, have a good night.